It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Concerns continue to swirl that hurricane aid money is running out. We'll review that. How are both parties strategizing to win PA and congressional races? And there are legal challenges being issued to tighten rules for PA voters who cast ballots from temporary overseas homes. Joining us live from Capitol Hill, he does every week this same time, CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, let's start with the concerns of hurricane aid money running out.
Yes, some of it has run dry, Michelle, after Helene and Milton. FEMA has enough to get through the next few weeks, they say, to keep helping these families impacted with their homes destroyed. But there's an important pot of money from the U.S. Small Business Administration, which helps homeowners and small businesses that have to rebuild or restore their structures, their homes. That pot is empty, according to the Biden administration. They've been leaning on Congress to come back to town before the election and approve more money. That's not going to happen. So there'll be at least a one-month stalling of help for and loans for some of those hurricane-impacted businesses and homeowners because that pot ran dry and they cannot shake Congress loose from their hometown election efforts to come back here to refill the coffers.
And speaking of the election, Scott, what is the strategy of both parties now as they both seek to win PA in those congressional races?
Ooh, got three competitive U.S. House races at a minimum, got that Senate race. And there is an understanding, according to campaign operatives speaking with CBS News, that there are very diminishing returns on just buying more ads. Obviously, we have all had it with the advertisements. So I think they're going to get aggressive about door knocking, you know, what they call canvassing, going neighborhood to neighborhood to turn out the voters they think may be less inclined to get there. So this is one of the things that's going to shift from your radio and TV to your doorstep, where they're going to do some door knocking, some of that direct mail in your mailbox. But to be clear, there is an unequivocal, unmitigated focus on getting three U.S. House races as a toss-up in Pennsylvania, not to mention, of course, the Senate race.
And can you shed some light on the legal challenges being issued to tighten the rules for PA voters who cast ballots from temporary homes overseas?
So a legal challenge made by five Republican U.S. House members from Pennsylvania, trying to make sure that there is no fraudulent voting or non-citizens voting as part of a program that allows people who are Pennsylvania residents but temporarily overseas to vote in their hometown elections. Democrats say that is a craven thing to do. It is not a justifiable legal challenge, and it might infringe on the rights of the military to vote from their posts overseas. But the supporters of this say they're trying to ensure that there's no watering down of military votes by non-citizens. I'm not sure the legal challenge is going to stand up, but this may be something you hear about after November 5th if Trump loses.
All right. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
It's better
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.